There were three related measures up for consideration at Tuesday's meeting, but only one was actually put up for a vote. That bill removes the ability to collectively bargain from all city employees except police and firefighters. It passed along partisan lines while the other bills were permanently tabled. Councilman Russ Yale proposed two of the three measures and says the vote is not about disrespecting city employees, but about fiscal responsibility.
We respect them and their voice is very important, and I appreciate them speaking. Overall, though, what my job is to look out for the taxpayer, and I believe that my vote did that tonight.
The bill will not take effect right away, however. Democratic Councilman John Schoaf voted with the Republican majority in order to use a parliamentary maneuver called reconsideration. It delays the implementation of the bill for 2 weeks and allows the council to vote again on the issue. Schoaf says he hopes other councilmen will reconsider their votes in the days ahead.
I just like to think that when you've got a situation as we do, a city that's working well, proud of their jobs, proud of what they do, proud of their city, I think this is not the place where you start monkeying around with things.
While most of the council did not expect the vote count to change, some are taking the extra time to gather more information on the issue. Republican Councilman Tom Didier voted yay on the measure, but he says he's going to take the next 2 weeks to find out how his constituents really feel.
I've made my vote, and that's the way my vote is, but I'm going to go out and canvass the district and talk to the people. If the people have a different idea of what I'm supposed to be doing, then that's the way I should be looking at it.
If it passes again on June 10th, Mayor Tom Henry is expected to veto the bill. Council would then meet June 24th in an attempt to override that veto. For WBOY News, I'm Sean Beter.